right, let's get into it. Live the Web Girl doing the tea today.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Steve Carell went by Ellen's show and played a hilarious round of burning questions.
What was your favorite job before getting into acting?
Produce.
What did you do with produce?
I wrapped fruit in plastic at a grocery store.
What's the most useless talent that you have? Do you have a favorite child?
Yes.
What on-screen co-star were you most nervous to kiss?
The Rock. I kissed him in Get Smart.
And how was that?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
I absolutely love him. He also talked about saying something really cool that definitely gave him some credibility points with his kids.
Yeah, there was some definite credibility I gained with my children with the Billie Eilish thing. She called to ask whether, you know, she could use some Michael Scott stuff for her album. And I was not familiar with her music. And I asked my daughter, Annie, I said, Billie Eilish, would this be cool? And instantly, oh, Dad, yeah, you have to do that. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a lot of cred with especially my daughter.
Billie Eilish, speaking of, has cut a live album straight to disc at Jack White's Third Man Records in Nashville, and the session was a total secret. So Billie and her brother Phineas, which, LOL that her brother's name is Phineas, played 11 songs to an invite-only crowd on Wednesday night, and the live album will go on sale in December. Super excited for that. Dr. Oz was asked to weigh in on his thought about T.I. taking his daughter to an OBGYN to make sure she was still a virgin.
Just because your hymen is intact doesn't mean definitively that you've not been intimate. And frankly, I don't think that's the right way to decide those issues anyway. But from a medical perspective, there is a hymen. It does get torn when you have intercourse, but it's not the best way to track that reality tag. Because you know, you can be intimate and not have vaginal sex. And I would hope you have other ways of being honest with each other that doesn't require an OBGYN to get involved.
Speak the truth, Dr.
My mom
Oz.
Still goes to my OBGYN visits, okay?
Speaking of T.I.'s daughter, she has yet to publicly speak out about this whole charade, but she has, like, tweets on Twitter that called what he was doing disgusting. So clearly she's not a big fan. And major, major news, Jonas Brothers released their Christmas song at midnight last night, and I have a clip of it for you right now.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you.
God, Liv is like, this is the best song ever!
Literally,
is that your
so
Christmas song
happy.
Now when we do that for Song of the Day?
1,000%. I'm going to be playing this on repeat all day. What did you think, Joe? Honestly.
It was catchy. No, I liked the Joe Bros. I thought it was really catchy.
I love that so much. But yeah, that's what's going to be on repeat all day for me.
Liv the Web Girl with a T this morning. Thank you so much.